For my PM News, I'm Arjun Tucker, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Arjun. It's great to be here. We have modestly higher trade here. Corn up a penny and a quarter in the December contract, 4.23. November soybeans leading the way higher, up 8.25 cents at 10.19. And December wheat up half a penny at 5.03. It's got just above that $5 psychological mark, but wheat has been trading in tough territory for several months now. Looking at outside markets, Dow Jones last check up 148 points at 46,101. And December WTI oil really close to unchanged, down a nickel at 56.94. Corn is really, I would kind of use the term, inching higher. Nothing too impressive as we're really stuck in this 10 or 15 cent range in the last 2 or 3 weeks, and looks to close, you know, positively for a fourth straight session. It'd be a nice way to round out the week as we get through harvest. I would say our area is maybe in that 60 to 75% harvested on corn, and when you drive around the countryside, it's kind of hard to find a bean field. So we're 99% done, probably complete on the soybeans in our area. Local weather forecast, unbelievably, has rain forecasted this weekend. 1 to 2 inches of rain is expected in the Champaign County area, with potential for gusty winds this weekend as well. So I do have several clients trying to hustle up and get everything they can done ahead of the rain and, of course, the wind, with a lot of corn still standing out there in the fields. Government shutdown, we're on day number 17, and how it affects, you know, all of you in ag is, FSA offices still closed, of course, and then also 2024 ARC PLC payments are being held up. That's really affecting parts of Minnesota in particular, and parts of Iowa. They had the big flooding last year, if you recall, and they're expecting payments in that area that are being held up. This new ag aid package that Secretary Bessent and Rollins have both teased out, we don't know the details on that yet, but it sounds like if we can get the CR to pass the Senate, that will get rolled out in earnest. And also SDRP stage two should be a very big deal for Eastern Corn Belt. To also get rolled out, kind of 2 or 3 things at once there, Arjun. So everyone's waiting on pins and needles for the details on those. Ukrainian President Zelensky is visiting the White House today, lobbying for more resources to Ukraine with their war with Russia, of course. And Trump reportedly had a long phone call with Putin and may meet him in person in Hungary in a few weeks. That's interesting, just because the last meeting in Anchorage, Alaska, just really proved to be fruitless. Reminding folks in the audience, if you have basis or HTA contracts risk in November on soybeans, you only have 10 to 14 days or so to be out of that position. So be mindful of the clicking clock, ticking clock rather, as we approach November 1st. November Jan carry on beans is a 17 cent carry. November March carry is 32 cent carry. November May is a 47 cent carry. So the market is asking folks to carry beans if they can. And there's a carry in the futures market, trying to entice those things to happen. CFTC data won't be released today due to the government shutdown. And so private estimates would estimate corn funds are short 94,000 contracts of corn and a slight long 10,000 contracts of soybeans. Forecast, 7-day forecast, again, has rain for parts of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan. Badly needed precipitation, but probably not a drought buster. And we better hit this rain this weekend, because you look at the extended forecast and there's not much rain out there. Pretty dry, 6 to 10 day after this weekend. So hopefully we can catch some rain. I know a lot of folks could use a break with harvest. It's been a really long run without any weather break. So I think it's a badly needed rest. So I hope everyone has a great weekend.
All right. Thank you for that information, Danny. Hope you have a great rest of your day and a great weekend as well. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 1A is up ahead, but first, here's your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 80 degrees and a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 60 degrees and a south wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 78 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a low of 48 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Sunday, cloudy, blustery, and cool.